Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be considering the Weimar Republic and discontent towards this. We will be specifically considering why many people in Germany were unhappy with the Weimar Republic. The Weimar Republic was established in 1919. And it lasted in Germany until Hitler achieved power in 1933. During this time, it was subject to criticisms from various Germans for a variety of different reasons. These reasons tended to focus on one of three themes. That was political problems found in Weimar Germany, economic problems faced by Germans at this time, and finally issues to do with the Treaty of Versailles. Eventually, a combination of these problems became too much, and it led to the Weimar system's collapse. Let's start off by considering the political problems in Weimar Germany. One of the major issues was that Weimar elections were conducted using a proportional representation voting system. This led to coalition governments, which involved many different political parties, because no one party was able to get a majority. However, these coalitions faced huge problems. They often struggled to agree on what action to take, and as such, they very regularly collapsed, or could not agree on what to do. As a result of this, the German public began to lose faith in democracy. To illustrate this, between 1920 and 1933, 13 different men, including Hitler, held the post of German Chancellor. This means an average of only one per year. And during this same period, there was 8 elections to the Reichstag, showing the extent of political instability. Many Germans also had a particularly negative view of the mainstream political parties in Germany. They often seemed to be more interested in arguing amongst themselves, rather than taking action to improve people's lives. On the other hand, extremist parties, such as the Nazis or Communists, seemed to offer particularly simple solutions to the challenges being faced in Germany at this time. Some individual politicians' actions also hurt the Weimar system as well. Franz von Papen had been Chancellor, but was removed from power, partly due to complaints from another prominent German, Kurt von Schleicher. When Schleicher then became Chancellor, Papen now turned the tables and began to plot against him. Neither men focused on the real threat to democracy in Germany at that time, which was Adolf Hitler. The proportional representation system also caused problems because it allowed small parties, often extreme, to get elected. This meant that groups like the Nazis were given a chance to get some representation in the Reichstag, and used this to build a profile to not only get more support, but also to criticise the actions of the Republic. The powers of the President also created issues for Germans too. The President had the power of Article 48, which let him pass laws in an emergency, even if the Reichstag did not support this action. However, the fact that he could do this made some people question the Reichstag's value. And finally, many Germans were concerned about the extent of political violence which existed in Germany, especially in the early years of Weimar. The Spartacist Revolt, the Munich Putsch, and other events, including political assassinations, led people to think that Weimar was unstable and could not keep them safe. All of this cost support for the Weimar system. The economic problems which took place during the Weimar years also caused Germans to lose faith in the Weimar Republic. During hyperinflation and also the Depression, many Germans' lives were utterly torn apart. They saw their life savings lost, they saw unemployment skyrocket, they suffered extreme poverty and homelessness, and a range of other problems. And as a result, many of them blamed the Weimar governments for these problems, especially being concerned that Weimar had not acted quickly enough to stop the problems. As a result, many of these Germans were instead attracted to the extreme but simple message offered by parties such as the Nazis. Many of the specific actions that were taken by the Weimar governments to do with the economy also caused concerns for Germans. For instance, during the Depression, governments would cut public spending, or sometimes they reduced the amount of money which was given to pensioners or war widows, all of which again caused extreme anger in the country. The Treaty of Versailles also led to significant problems for the Weimar system and caused people to lose faith. The Treaty of Versailles, which was the official agreement to end World War I, was signed in June 1919, and this was in fact before the official start of the Weimar Republic, which was not until August 1919. However, many Germans who opposed the treaty were still angry, and they felt that many of the politicians involved in Weimar had been responsible for agreeing to this treaty. Nationalist Germans wanted the Republic to refuse to follow many of the treaty's rules, and they believed that Weimar politicians who refused to do so were traitors. This was a repeat of the stab-in-the-back belief which existed at the end of World War I. This anger towards the Weimar government and its inability to deal with problems associated with the Treaty of Versailles was made worse after France and Belgium invaded the Ruhr in the event which would ultimately lead to hyperinflation. The Weimar government's insistence that Germans should not oppose this or with any violence led many Germans to believe that their own government could not protect them.